So fiddle me this. Is Devil Went Down to Georgia the greatest fiddle tune of all time? What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Why did Grandpa sound so different than the fiddle player on the radio? You might be surprised to find out. Come on in and listen as these Pacific Northwest fiddle players come here today to tell you their stories and share some of their music. This is Season 2 of Fiddle Me This. All right, hey, we're back. We got another episode of Fiddle Me This. Imagine that. It's Friday. We're dropping some tunes. Today we've got a longtime buddy of mine. He's from Oregon originally and just grew up here fiddling around. And he's been all over the West Coast and lived all over the place. But today we got him right here. Ladies and gentlemen, my buddy Big Wheel. Let her go, son. Call that?
Well, I don't call it anything except what it's titled, which is Bumblebee in the Gourd Vine. And I guess we obviously, most people who are hearing this are going to go, oh, cool, cross tunes. Or they're going to be saying, oh, crap.
Or they're going to be saying, well, that ain't Devil Went Down to Georgia.
No, I don't think they would. All right, so the secret's out. We are doing cross tunes. And I figured we would be make it sort of interesting for people who aren't really necessarily into cross tunes. And there's a few of them out there. I've always liked it, but there's a little bit of a stigma to it. And it's always been around. It's not a new thing. It's a historical thing. I've heard stories about Major Franklin, a great Texas fiddler, complaining about cross tuners. And yeah. He especially had a rivalry with Benny Thomason. By the way, I should mention that... all these tunes, I wouldn't know any of these tunes if it wasn't for Benny Thomason's recording. So if anybody's wondering about the source material for these tunes, it's not that he wrote them necessarily, but the ones that I heard that got me in the cross tune were because of Benny Thomason. But apparently Major and Benny had a quite a bit of a rivalry, and there's a story where Major was complaining about Benny playing a cross tune in the fiddle contest. And when he got off stage, he started getting up in Benny's face about it, and Benny plucked his strings, and it hadn't been cross-tuned. He had just played it in a way that made it sound like it was in cross-tune. So,
legendary fiddle players doing legendary things.
Yeah,
great. You get that one from Benny too?
I don't know that I have a recording of Benny playing it. I should really do also give credit to my mom, who was a huge fan of Benny, actually took a few lessons from him and got all her cross-tune material from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where Cruel Willie came from. I don't have any recording of Benny playing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it. So, because I ought to be specific about where these tunes came from. And that's, I have to say, that one I got from my mom.
Well, that's the way you just put it there. That's the most important thing is where you got it from. And I love that she came up real quick because she's, I go around to record stores here and still find her albums for sale.
Right.
And it's far out, you know. Your mom's done a lot for fiddling around here, and y'all been in this part of the country a long time and playing, you know, bringing East Texas music out here. And that's where Benny was from. Benny came out here and played too, but y'all were so inspired by Benny and some others from down there, and it takes me back home. I appreciate the way y'all play.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you saying something about mom, and she'll appreciate it because she'll hear this. So it's interesting that you bring up Benny's influence in the Pacific Northwest, because when he came up here, he was a big celebrity.
Yeah.
And Andy and I would Andy Emmert, who you've had on the show quite a bit, who's a phenomenal musician, great friend. He and I have long joked about there being a Pacific Northwest style. And we were totally kidding when we came up with it. But the more I thought about it, the more it kind of made sense to me. We were hugely influenced when Benny came up here. And when he taught Mark a lot, we were hugely influenced by Mark, of course, Mark O'Connor. But the two of those, I think there's a definite link between what we sound like today. Not every single fiddler in Oregon, but, yeah. You know... circle we won with. So
yeah, I love you bring that up because we had Aaron Lowe on the show, and Aaron was here, a young kid who got to back up Benny and Dick while they came and they did these tours of the Pacific Northwest, and he got to run around with those guys and learn some of their stories. And there's the PBS special, which is now on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing.
I know, because I put it on my channel.
You put it on your channel.
Thanks for mentioning it.
Thanks to you, we can watch that now on YouTube, which is great. And And Aaron spoke a lot about how they changed the scene up here. They lit a lot of fires.
For sure.
And by that I mean they inspired a lot of fiddle players.
Yeah. Well, they were inspiring, you know. We became, you know, I remember when I was a kid and they would say, if you were at a contest, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, or Idaho, and there was this aura about a Texas fiddler. Or a Texas style fiddler, and it was and if someone knew
or something, huh?
What's that? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When someone would show up from Texas, when someone would show up at a concert, we didn't know that. Hey, who is that guy or who is that girl? And they go, oh, they're from Texas, and they're like, they've got to be good. You know,
yeah.
Send a chill up your spine if you were going to compete against them. So, so while we were hugely influenced by Texas style fiddling, I don't think anybody in Texas would appreciate. Us saying we're Texas style fiddlers. We've got a little Texas in us, but we got a lot of Oregon in us and whatever else, you know. So.
Thank you.
That's a big Benny Cross tune, probably is Warner's most well-known. But I will say this for anybody that heard something in there that they hadn't heard before, that little, I don't know, I have no musical education. What is this part when you do a bridge? I don't have a single recording of that where that's included. And so I asked my mom, I said, where did you get that? And she goes, oh, I got it from Benny. And I was like, I don't, there's no recording of Benny playing that. And I was kind of not arguing with her, but trying to figure out what, you know, where she got it. And she may have gotten it when she had a personal lesson or something like that.
Play me another one if you feel
all right,
like
let's do a waltz.
Okay.
Let's do Drunkard's Hiccups.
All right.
And I'd like to know if you plan on participating vocally here.
Well, I don't currently have the Drunkard's Hiccups, and I don't think I ever have, but I'll try it.
All right. All right.
If you listen to Fiddle Me This, you're a fan of old fiddle tunes and local lore. Well, here's a little local lore. Did you know Portland Music Company is a locally owned independent company? It's been serving local Portland musicians since 1927. From fiddles to banjos, guitars to saxophones, podcasting equipment, and digital keyboards, Portland Music Company has four convenient locations that have exactly what musicians need. Tell them I sent you for 10% off of strings on your next visit. That don't suck. I need strings right now. Somebody go buy me some strings and tell them I sent you.
Hey there, this is producer Liam. If you love Fiddle Me This and want to help Podland keep putting out great content like Fiddle Me This, become a patron today. You can find us at patreon.com/podlandproductions or just go to the Podland website and click on the Become a Patron button. We thank you for all your support and look forward to entertaining you in the future. Become a Podland patron today.
Are you looking to be a better fiddle player? My buddy Vi is an awesome resource. It's a deep database of tunes, including sheet music, videos, play-along, slow, fast, even backup tracks to practice with. There are instructional videos for everything and even a community where you can ask the teachers all your fiddle questions. Perfect for taking your fiddling to the next level. Head over to mytalentforge.com. Use the code FiddleMeThis and you'll save some dough. You can find the link on our website, jdtrevick.com, podlin.productions. Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Learn a new tune today. Hey friends, it's JT. Those of you that know me probably know that playing backup for fiddle music is one of my favorite things to do. But it's not the only thing I do. I write songs and have some tunes and whatnot. If you're on YouTube, search JT's Front Porch. I'll be releasing videos every week sharing some of my work. I'll have some guests, some of my friends will come over and we'll share some music with you, hopefully having some full bands. We're even going to do some live streams coming up, so check it out on YouTube, JT's Front Porch. Thanks for the support.
Do Bonaparte's Repeat. Okay.
Bonaparte's Repeat.
Bonaparte's Repeat. We'll do Bonaparte's Retreat. And I've heard a gajillion different version of this, so this is not like any version you've heard before. Forgive me.
Big wheel keep on rolling. He done ran back home.
He retreated.
Wonder what he got so scared of.
Who's he fighting again? Russians?
We don't even remember who he's fighting. He just ran off.
Poor guy.
He was too short.
Old Bell Cow. And this one for sure is off a couple of Benny's albums. Worth looking into. So what's so damn funny? How dare you?
Oh, shit. I shouldn't ask if you learned that from your mom.
Ultimately, yeah. She played it. she played it, but that was, you know, it was also, she got that from Benny as well. So,
yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, back in the day, you didn't have access to YouTube or the internet or all that kind of stuff. And so you just had fiddle albums that you'd pick up at fiddle festivals or fiddle contests, and word would get around about somebody that was great. And that
you'd have to go up and say howdy to them.
Sometimes, if you had the opportunity, sometimes their albums would show up, but they wouldn't be there.
Well, and that's what fiddle contests and fiddle festivals and conventions, you know, that's where you go and hang out with, meet other players and learn new tunes, you know. And
yeah. All right. Do one more fast calico. And Lost Indian.
Love to.
All right. And here again, I'm going to ask if you'll be participating. Vocally. Well, don't give the store away, man.
Oh,
I admire fiddlers who are able to do the vocal part of this and play the fiddle at the same time. I am not that fiddler.
Oh, what a hoot. Gosh darn, thanks for coming out, Big Will. This is a blast, man.
We talked about closing it out with Midnight on the Water.
I'd love to.
Which is kind of a cross-tune cliche, but...
Well, for somebody who's as big a Benny fan as you are, I think that, you know, there's a few people that I'll get to play this one than you.
Well, you did say that it hadn't been done in your show yet, so I guess that's good enough. And this is actually kind of the... This is the gateway drug tune to cross-tune fiddling. A lot of people who get bit by the bug, this is the first tune that they hear or the first tune that does it for them. I mean, I learned cross-tune fiddling because I wanted to play this tune.
Well, this tune is it's worldwide. You can go into any fiddle session or jam, even if you're in Ireland, and ask them to play Midnight on the
Really?
Water.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, Irish fiddle players come over here and they're always asking for it, you know, they all play it. So
seriously?
It's like, well, surely if you go over there, it's crazy that this old fiddle player from East Texas, his music, you know, you can go into any fiddle jam in the world pretty much and request Midnight on the Water and somebody will play it.
Well, that's a huge compliment. I'm very hesitant to use the word or the term best, like he's the best this, she's the best that. I tend to frequent the word favorite, my favorite, or one of my favorites. There's a gajillion versions of Midnight on the Water on YouTube and in the web, internet, whatever. And they're all, a lot of them are just phenomenal. But my favorite happens to be Benny's. It's simple and straightforward, but it's one of the most soulful compositions I've ever heard of any music. I mean, top 10 music, you know, I'm talking about Beethoven, Mozart, Coltrane. Benny's version of Midnight in the Water is up there for me. And it brings me to my knees whenever I hear him play it. I mean, it just floors me. And if you're interested, you can go to Joy of Fiddling, the Joy of Fiddling on YouTube, and you can actually see Benny playing it live from recording back in the 70s. And it's.
Well, I highly recommend Joy of Fiddling on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, go over there and subscribe to Joy of Fiddling, because you've got a lot of great fiddle videos on there, and you're a documentarian, as it were, and recording jams and all kinds of cool stuff. And I know you've got more stuff planned. So if you like fiddle music, go over to YouTube and subscribe to Joy of Fiddling.
Cool.
And look up, while you're at it, look up the Midnight on the Water video.
Yeah, it's worth it. If you only watch one video on the channel, check out Benny's Midnight on the Water.
Thanks for stopping by, Big Will, and sharing your music, stories, and tales.
John, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Thanks to Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge, Portland Music Company. Appreciate your sponsors, and thanks to you, listeners, for putting up with us. See you next week.
Friends, there is a giveaway on. My buddy Vi is giving away a year's subscription to My Talent Forge, a community of musicians, beginner to advanced, connected by the desire to improve and become better musicians. If you listen to this show, you probably already heard, but here's something you haven't heard, so pay attention. This contest is based on a weighted point system. So basically, each point counts as an entry. The more points you get, the better your chance of winning. I'll say it again. The more points you get, the better your chances of winning. So how do you get points? Take action. Tell a friend. Referrals who sign up count as 3 points for you. There's other ways. It's all laid out in the link I sent to your email. Yep, dedicated listeners have already gotten the link. They've got a head start because they listen and they check their email. Thanks, you guys. Didn't get the email? It's going to be posted today on Facebook and on Instagram. So go on, check that link out, sign up, tell a friend, do the actions, go get those points. But hurry, you've only got 1 week to get the points. The contest ends at midnight 1 week from today. That's 11:59 p.m. on May 20th. It's all over. Winner's going to be announced the very next day, Friday, May 21st, during the Fiddlin' Squatch is a live stream on Facebook. You can find the link to that event also on the Facebook page. Make sure you hit interested and going if you want to catch all that. It's going to be a hoot. All right, let's get back to some fiddling. Hey, thanks for listening and supporting Fiddle Me This. All your reviews, comments, and feedback are greatly appreciated. Check out Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. It's a great online learning platform, and Portland Music Company is the bomb. Stop by if you're in the area. Order some new strings online. Hey, I'm JT, and I can't wait to come back and share some music with you. Cheers.
This has been a Podland Productions production. Podland Productions is a podcast production company and more. For more information, go to podland.productions. While you're there, become a member or join our email list.
Podland Productions.